gone up.
Hi, this is Mark Ruffalo, and you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra.
This is Carmen Borgia.
And John Sturman. We're the hosts of Ukuleles Unleashed,
where you'll hear...
And also...
Tiptoe through the tulips.
And also...
And some of this. There's always...
And remember this thing?
I'll grow when you...
Tune in the third Tuesday of each month from 8 to 10 p.m. for Ukuleles Unleashed
on WGXC 90.7 Accra.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Spike Priggen of Catskill, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Info, music, signals, news, fun and frolic, and emergency instructions.
90.7 FM, WGXC.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. State Supreme Court Judge Lisa M. Fisher will hear argument September 11th in the case filed by candidates Nick Bove and Natasha Schuster over allegations that the chair of the Windham Democratic Committee, Tom Pulker, sabotaged the results of the party's July 24th caucus. The hearing will be held at the Greene County Courthouse. Schuster said, and I quote, "I think it is great a judge is going to hear this. My biggest concern is that we need to have a democracy. It looks like democratic ways are not being followed here. It will be good to get to the bottom of why," end quote. Love said, and I quote, "It's a big victory for everybody. It's really about protecting democracy. It doesn't matter what party affiliation you are. No one likes to see votes get ignored," end quote. The hearing is scheduled to begin at 10:15 a.m. on Wednesday. If the court rules in their favor, Bove and Schuster's names will be added to the Democratic line on the November ballot for town supervisor and town board, respectively. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting for the Columbia paper. The Columbia County Board of Supervisors last week authorized a contract to purchase a public health app to provide public access to information by cell phone to other mobile devices. A state grant will cover the app's $13,000 startup cost, and there is also the possibility of additional grants to cover the annual $5,000 maintenance cost. Public health educator Victoria McGahan said she expects, and I quote, "a pretty quick turnaround," end quote, with the app all developed and ready to use in, and I quote, "a few weeks," end quote. The resolution was approved August 16th with six supervisors voting in opposition. Supervisor Michael Chimides, a Democrat who represents Hudson's 3rd Ward, said the health department has, and I quote, "important information," end quote, but it already has a website accessible by a cell phone with the same information the app will have. Chimides said the proposals considered did not specify how the mobile phone application would be better than just using the existing website. Chimides said even with the mobile app, the health department should also, and I quote, "develop direct outreach," end quote. McGahan said the app will present information in a form different from the website and that some people will find the app's form easier to understand. Hudson Fifth Ward Supervisor Richard Scalera, who voted for the app, said, and I quote, "It's not costing us anything. It was take it now or lose the grant. If it works out, fine. If not, after a year, we can just end it. So why not give it a try?" End quote. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Columbia County Board of Elections, located at 401 State Street in Hudson, has been closed due to a flea infestation. The office is being temporarily moved to another location within the same building and is expected to reopen at its temporary location September 9th. The invasion of the small flightless insects has necessitated the emergency renovation of the office. Columbia County Board of Supervisors Chairman Matt Murrell said the pests have been present since mid-July, but multiple attempts to eradicate them have failed. "The only way to get rid of them now is to renovate the office," Murrell said. "The entire building has been treated, but the fleas are concentrated in the Board of Elections office." Murrell said the total cost for this fix is still unknown. The source of the fleas is unknown, but a test by Cornell Cooperative Extension determined they were animal fleas, not sand fleas. Murrell said no one understands why they cannot be fully eradicated. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Times Union is out with its annual fall high school sports preview, which includes local players and teams to watch, and the Ichabod Crane athletic program dominated the local mentions. In varsity football, Ichabod Crane's third-year captain and four-year starter Hayden Brockman made the list. In 2018, the tight end caught 36 passes for 697 yards and 11 touchdowns during his junior season. Chatham Panthers made the list of teams to watch based on its history of fielding strong teams over the past two decades. In boys soccer, Edgar Gomez Jr. of Ichabod Crane made the list following his three-goal outing in a 4-0 decision over LaSalle. The entire Ichabod Crane boys soccer team also made the Times Union list of teams to watch. Ichabod's boys golf team, along with senior Trevor Wolf, made the watch list after winning their first Section 3 Class B title last year. Big matchups to catch this season: Chatham football at Warrensburg October 12th, Charlemont boys soccer at Ichabod Crane September 14th, and the rematch that puts Ichabod at Charlemont on October 17th. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.
Hello and welcome to the better weather. Today will be nice again. Starting in the upper 50s, the temperature will rise to 70 by 2 p.m. A little rain and lows in the 50s overnight will lead to a high of 68 tomorrow, with some light precipitation for some in the afternoon. On the river, high tides will be at 9:24 a.m., 9:54 p.m. Low tides will be 3:42 a.m. and at 3:57 p.m. Water temperature will be 75 degrees. Looking way up, we see the planetary neighborhood is kind of quiet as we wait for the solar blast due to arrive over the weekend. Current solar wind speed is 499 kilometers per second at 2.6 protons per milliliter. This has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Maker Syndicate.
Oh.